Blog Talk Radio.
Howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a lot of great specials on the website, a lot of great specials for your private readings. Please go check them out. Take advantage of it while you have the time and the chance to take advantage of some of the great specials that will soon end at the end of this month and a couple within the next few days. As we bring on each caller today, we are taking only one question per caller, part questions only, please. And we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question as we bring on each caller. First caller today is area code 360. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State. And I have to ask you, I have a friend here that wants to talk to you, too. So after I'm done, is that okay if he comes on?
Yes, long as okay. We're only one question, one
right.
Part question per person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my name's Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State. And
yes,
my question about is, where I'm going to be living next, or when I might be moving, where
okay.
If I'll find a decent place to live.
Okay, I understand. And from the sound of your voice and the energy that I'm picking up on, it sounds and feels almost as if you don't have a choice but to move at this point.
Yes, I was trying to get out of my lease early. But
mm-hmm.
then I had written some – I asked them to put it in writing that they would give my deposit back, and they didn't want to do that. And then they – after I turned in a letter asking for, you know, them to put in writing that they'll give my deposit back if I leave early, they instead sent me an email that with two comments I made about them on a Facebook page that's dedicated to complaining about them.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, they put my comments in the email and then told me I'd be hearing from their attorney soon.
Okay, I understand, sweetie. Well, I feel that long as you stand up for yourself here and you don't allow them to bully you, you won't have to go to court over this as far as them getting a penny from you. I feel that if anything, worse comes to worse, it'll be a clean cut. They won't give you anything. You won't have to give them anything. However, if best comes to best, I do have a good feeling that if you fought it, you may be able to actually get your money back. And I do feel, however, that the move will be good for you. The move where you go will definitely be a lot better than where you are. Okay, One thing that I'm seeing here, though, is you might travel a little ways away from where you are. I'm not seeing, like, a neighboring town here. I'm talking about a little further away than just a neighboring town. What I'm feeling, though, is that you're kind of a little strained on the financial forefront for the move. The spirits are saying that the finances that are necessary for this to happen, by the grace of God, will be there on time, and they may come from unexpected sources, okay? Obviously, for the move, the money from the deposit won't be there, but you will have money come in from elsewhere. And my biggest thing to you, my biggest message is to stand up for yourself on this matter. Even if you don't have the money for a lawyer, you may be able to find one that is pro bono. I also
kind of have a
feeling that there may be class action lawsuit against them.
I do have an attorney now, you know, for the free legal aid. The thing I'm worried about, I wanted to get closer into Bellingham. I moved 30 minutes out of town.
Okay. Well, I can definitely help you further, sweetie, but I would need you to go get a private reading for that, okay?
Okay.
And believe me, the prices on there are so affordable, you wouldn't even believe it, but the quality is high. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking on there now. Okay, here's my friend. His name's Diego. Here he is.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, hello there, Diego. Nice to meet you, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I just got one question. Through life, I just had a disaster a couple of years ago, and I went down to the ground, and now I'm trying to build up, you know, financially, and I'm just wondering what my financially future is going to be later on.
I understand. Are you trying to do self-employment at this part?
No, but I have done that, and I lost my business.
Okay, because the biggest thing that shows up right now with your energy is self-employment. And it feels like you're going to be able to start a new business and get that going. It will take a lot of time, effort, and energy. Obviously, you once had a business, so you know what it requires. Resources, you're going to have to be creative because your resources are limited, but it does not mean that you won't be able to succeed or build something valid for yourself. In the meantime, I do see some other financial resource coming in, and I feel that it would be a resource in which you're earning financial, you know, financial income. So that could be a job on its way or something to that effect. I see a lot of odd things that you're doing right now to bring in money, and that's helping you get by. But what I see coming in is actually going to be a little bit better. You're going to be able to live somewhat more comfortably, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Like
I give you about a week to 2 week time period. You're going to see a change happening around that timeline. That is when things are going to start to look better. But give it about a month or two, and you're going to really start to be a lot more comfortable, okay?
So you mean in a month or two I'll be able to see this change, so financial and
that is correct.
Wow. I hope you're right.
I understand. I know that you're striving right now, and I know that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I do see you procrastinating a little bit, being a little bit lazy because, you know, that depression's kicked in from what you've gone through. But get your butt up, start doing what you got to do, because that is what can happen in that amount of time if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, okay?
Okay, you're not. I cannot ask another question, right?
No, it is only one question per call, per show. But if you'd like, I can do further reading for you on the website. And I do it all over the phone anyway, so prices are low and quality is high.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, for all of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is how, H-O-W, psychic, psychic.com. All right, next caller today is area code 260. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Trina, and I'm calling from Indiana. And
yeah.
I would like to know if the gentleman that I am romantically involved with, do you need his name?
Yeah, I need the first name only, please.
His name is Bill.
Okay.
We were doing just great earlier today and for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden, poof, he got really upset with me today and everything and told me he didn't want to hear from me ever again or anything. And I was under the impression we were like soulmates. I just want to make sure, you know, I want to know if he's going to contact me again and if everything's going to be okay for us again.
I completely understand, sweetie. Well, you know, what I do feel here is that he was just in a weird space for whatever reason. I don't really know what kind of weird space or where it came from because it's not giving me a clue. What I do know is that it will work out. You will see him again, and I feel that he hasn't lost interest. This person, I feel, is just going through something a little unusual, got like a little weird vibe, but this too shall pass is the name or the sentence that actually comes to me from Spirit right now, stating that this change is going to happen. From what Spirit also tells me, before this guy came into your life, you pretty much gave up on your love life completely. You were hoping it would get better, but you pretty much left it alone because you weren't seeing any light at the end of the tunnel. When this person came in, it really helped you feel like that light was there again and like things were actually capable to happen for you in this life. I'm here to tell you that that is right. Things are very possible for you to succeed in this life still, and you will have a good, happy, loving, long-lasting, and permanent relationship within your life. This guy can and will work out as far as, you know, you two reconnecting again, him reaching out, you know, you going out, you enjoying each other's company, whatever it is, okay? I know that that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, communication is key in any relationship. And feeling like you're able to be yourself and communicate with that individual without hesitation or beating around the bush is extremely important, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in. And I'm going to give a 3-day time period on that for which this guy will reach back out, if not sooner.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful night.
Uh-huh. All right, our next caller today is area code 818. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. My name is Brittany. I'm calling from Los Angeles. And my question is, I wanted to know if you could give me some clarity on the gentleman that I'm currently interested in.
Okay, I understand. Let me see here. What is his first name, please, only?
Oh, his first name is Bobby.
Bobby, okay. All right. Well, what I'm getting here is some good vibes from Bobby, but he has sort of like a dark side. I don't know if you've seen that yet, okay? Now, I'm not saying that it's any threat to whether this can succeed or if he's a good person for you or not. I'm not saying he's a bad influence. But he has a little bit of a dark side. What I mean by this is a depression, okay? That depression gets to him every once in a while. I don't know where it's come from, but I can tell you the source of it is from his childhood, okay? What I can also tell you is that you have sort of a communication issue with him, and it's not so much you communicating with him. That's not a problem at all. This person has a problem keeping his communication to you on a consistent basis, okay? From what I can tell, it looked like he was all into this at first, but then some of that interest, or let me say some of the actions that he was showing have diminished a little bit over time. I don't feel that it's gone away. I don't feel that he's lost interest per se. I do feel that this guy will show even further effort in the next day or two, and I think it can go well for you. I want you to keep an open mind in this, as you have, but I also want you to realize that you have had a lot of patience with this, and one of the messages in spirit right now is that you have to create lines in the sand where you're willing to travel and where you're not willing to travel, what you want out of a person and what you don't want out of a person, and you need to stick to that, because it looks like you know what you want, but sometimes you're kind of settling a little bit less for what you want, because you feel like you don't want to miss any opportunities that are out there. So when this person came along, you kind of went with the opportunities and you were feeling really connected with this individual. You do have a spiritual connection. This was something that was put together spiritually. And I think that you need to just play it by ear, go with the flow on this one, but also set yourself up with some, I'm not saying to expect things that he hasn't shown you that you could expect, but I'm saying to at least make it known what you're looking for, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For those of you calling in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 408. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hello. Hi. So
hello
my name
there.
Is Ashley. Hi. And I'm calling from Santa Clara, California.
Okay. Go right ahead with your question, please.
Okay. So I have been career-wise put into a position where it's an opportunity for me to write and sing lyrics.
What?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, write and sing lyrics. You've been put in
yes.
this position. Go ahead.
And I'm torn because I'm having like writer's block, and I, you know, there's that like undertone of fear that like maybe this isn't what I'm meant to
uh-huh.
do. But I just wanted confirmation that like whether or not this is something I should pursue, and if there's something there for me.
Yes, this is most certainly something you should pursue. There is most certainly something in this for you, but I'm going to make a word of advice to you right now. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, okay? Never works out that way. Put your
okay.
eggs in a few other baskets as well, but this really can benefit you. This really can be a great thing. It won't be the only career choice you have in life, and it most
mm-hmm.
certainly won't be the only career. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I believe that there are a lot of other things you have in you, and you have a lot of other passions. Those passions are also money makers for you. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to explore those down the road. But keep track with this. I see you doing well. And as far as the writer's block, honey, just get yourself off of it for a little while. Get yourself out of it for a minute, like your mind. So go do something you love to do elsewhere, and then
okay.
come back to it. Okay. I don't feel the writer's block is always going to be there, but that writer's block is there because you're feeling overwhelmed by it. You have to
right.
remember to take a breather and then go back into it. Look at it from the outside in, and that really, really helps relieve that stress. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 919. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Becca, and I'm calling from North Carolina. And I have a question about employment / financial situation.
Okay.
If anything will be changing or coming in.
All right. Well, I actually right away am getting notice here that something is right around the bend for you. We're looking between the 3rd and the 5th of next month, which, mind you, is just slightly over a week from today. Now,
yeah.
This is going to be something that you've already applied for, something you've already tried to get, okay, but you may never have heard from until then. I feel it's going to be good. It's going to help you pay the bills. It's not going to help you live extremely comfortably, but it will definitely help put you at peace of mind. You're going to use this as something to tide you over. It's not going to be a permanent position, although you may be hired as a permanent position. It's not going to be something you're going to want to do for the rest of your life. In fact, it'll only tide you over until about October. Then around October 8th to the 10th is when I feel you really get a great job or a career path, and that's what's going to help you live very comfortably, okay?
Oh, great. That's, you just confirmed everything I was
already
thinking. Great.
Okay, wonderful. And don't let my advice to you that this job that you've applied for is coming in, don't let that stop you from applying for others, because there could be other better ones out there, and you could manifest that betterment a lot faster that way by still applying, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, once more, please don't forget to check out the great prices and specials on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Next call of day is area code 706. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Mary Ellen, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Yes, hello there. You're over here. I'm in Marietta.
Oh, wow, that's good. We're
hello?
Really close. I'm in Dahlonega.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to look at your website closer.
Awesome. Well, go right ahead with your question, sweetie.
I was approached by a gentleman. His name is Edmund, and it's in reference to a project, he wanted me to work on. And I was wondering, he said that we would meet up and discuss it, and I was wondering if that's when that's going to happen.
Okay, I don't know why, but I'm, like, completely spaced out there. Please repeat that question.
Okay.
You lost me somewhere.
Okay. I met this gentleman. He approached me in reference to doing a hotel project. And and I was wondering, he said that we would meet up somewhere around the 28th or 29th, and I was wondering if that was going to happen.
Okay, yeah, that is a definite on that one. I'm like, wait a minute, did I hear her right, or am I getting the right? Because that answer came in right away for you, okay? It's a definite, it's going to happen. It's an estimated timeline in which it's going to happen, but it most certainly will happen. It's just going to take a little bit of maneuvering the schedules on both sides, so yours and his, but you're going to be okay. Oops, sorry about the noise there.
Okay,
but you're
going to
be okay. This will happen. It is a great opportunity and has a lot of potential. But I do feel this isn't the only thing you have going for you already. Okay?
Okay. Can you give me your number?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your website?
Oh, the phone number. Yeah, the phone number is on the website, and all you have to do is go to the Contact Us page. But if you have a pen and paper right now?
Yep, I do.
All right. For you and then for anybody else that may want to call for a private reading, my phone number is 443-319-3366. Once more, that's 443-319-3366. Okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and once more, the website is how, H-O-W, psychic, P howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 615. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Rodney Carmen from East Carolina, Tennessee.
Yes, hello there, Rodney. How can I help you today?
I'm doing all right. Is this Adam?
Yes, it is. This is Reverend Adam.
Yeah, this is your cousin.
My cousin? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
hey, how you doing?
Hey, I just seen your thing on there, man, but I do have a question. I wasn't calling just to talk to you, but I'm in between jobs right now. You know, one pays more, but I'm not really happy with this job. And the other job, it's not doesn't pay as much, but I'm happy with the job. I like the job.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. All right. Well, give me one moment here, and let me find out that information for you. What's the I need both names of the job, both names of the business.
One's Wallenus Wilhelmsen Logistics, and the
okay.
other is Combs Home Plus.
Okay, give me one moment here. You know, the one I'm feeling a little bit better about is the logistics one for some reason. But which one is the one that's paying more? Which one's the one that has better potential? Because I see good in both of them, but the logistics one sticks out more like a sore thumb to me.
The logistics pays more.
Okay, well, that would be why. I do feel that that can work out for you, but what I'm going to do for you, because you're my cuz, okay? You get a free reading. You don't know that, but my family, you know, they need help. They're family, you know. Did you take down my phone number?
Yes, I got your phone number.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give me a call once I end the show tonight, and I'll take care of you.
Okay, what time are you ending it?
I'm ending it in the next few minutes. I've got like one or two more callers here.
All right, hold on. Let me
All right, you go ahead and just stay online for a minute because I got to copy your number down.
Okay, give me a call when the show's over with. Is that cool?
I will. That's cool with me. Just give me one moment. Don't hang up yet.
Okay.
I got to take down this number here.
Okay.
You know I'm not in touch with all the family.
I know. It's been 10
right,
years.
We've got that six. Huh?
I said it's been, what, 2 years since I've seen you for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I believe so.
Two or three.
There we go.
Yeah, I seen your show on there, and I was like, well, let me get on there and check it out. And I seen
the
number, and I was like, well, I'll call.
All right, well, thank you. I've got to get over to the next caller. I got your number there. I'll give you a call, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, our next caller today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. How are you? This is Tonetta.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I know, and I keep missing your shows, and then when I call in, then maybe you don't come to the show, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to talk to Adam. But anyways, I am calling because I need to know what in the world is Daniel doing. He's not communicating with me. What's going on?
He's dropped off
face
of the planet again, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
So, I mean, what is the deal?
All right, sweetie. This guy is not getting his act together, obviously. From what I'm feeling, and you're not going to like the answer, but you know I'm going to tell you the truth, okay?
Right.
He's talking to somebody right now. That's what I'm feeling. That's the first thing that comes out, okay?
Right.
He's out there talking to somebody else, and he's involved with somebody else. He's not seeing them like in a relationship, but he's dating, okay?
Right, yeah.
He's allowed himself to get distracted. That other person from the past, she's still trying to hound him, but he's not paying her any attention right now, okay?
Okay.
What I'm feeling is he's going to give it about 4 to 5 days. He's going to come back with his tail between his legs, okay? But right now, he's being a bad boy, and he knows it. But he knows where his heart is, and right now he's not following that heart. He's thinking with his second head, if you know what I mean.
Well, yes, and that's the problem, because I told him probably back in the end of June, I was like, look, you know, I know that you are talking to another female, and, you know, I can't put up with this baloney. And then he let 5 weeks go by, and then he started communicating with me and playing a Yahtzee game online, and then he quit talking to me. And then I finally said, nope, I'm declining the game. We're not going to play the game. If you can't communicate with me, we're not playing the dice game. And then he said, you're acting like a 2-year-old. And I said, well, I don't like how you're treating me. So that was about 2 weeks ago. So there's been no communication and no dice game in 2 weeks.
Okay. You see, that bruised his ego, obviously, and then that's when he pulled back. Okay, I gotcha. But don't worry, he will come back with that tail between his legs. The thing about him is that he knows where that heart of his is, and he knows who's going to speak the truth to him. You always have spoken the truth to him as long as I've known you. Okay? You may have beaten around the bush a few times, but you've always spoken the truth to him. And he's always returned. But I'm sorry to say to you that I'm seeing once more this guy still hasn't remained consistent in his actions towards this relationship with you. Okay?
Why don't you give me a call privately
tomorrow, and I might have a little bit more information on that for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, once more for all of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our wonderful prices on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Lots of great prices, lots of great specials. We even have a certain line of spiritual products on the website. Check it out. That's howpsychic.com. Once more, in God's name, we wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.